With that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises that you might have. As Judy mentioned, Don Bittner's recovering from that surgery in his arteries here. And Randy, last I heard, was doing pretty good, recovering from hip surgery. And it's funny about those things. Don had the same thing, hip replacement, and his recovery wasn't so bad. And then Randy's, he's struggling with it, although he had the other one done, I think she told me, 10 or 12 years ago. But it's just amazing. But we go through it, we get the love and the prayers from people around us. And what do you have this morning?
Well, I'm thankful for yesterday. I was very encouraged. I had a great time soaking up worship and listening to encouraging messages about what we can do. I was sitting on the front pew, so I couldn't see anybody but the people up here. So I don't know if anybody else liked it.
I did.
But I had a great time. Matter of fact, my voice is a little struggling today because of it.
And it just shows that worship is worship, different styles of worship. There's some styles of worship I like better than others, but I like them all. Now, I wouldn't want to study diet of that kind of worship song. I like the praise and worship that Travis does. But they were good. They really were.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, please.
I have a couple praises and a prayer request. My daughter-in-law, Heidi Wagner, is on the prayer list. She had a partial hysterectomy.
Yeah.
She's healing very well.
Good.
I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful my sister's been away at the great banquet in Oklahoma. That's where they just feed a godly little ladies and just love on them and peace and love, God's love. She's been there since Thursday. She won't be back until tonight. And my mother has been okay during this time. We've had enough people calling her and watching over her, stopping in. And she's going to make it until tonight. My prayer request is for all the people affected by the storms and families.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I think the last I heard there was 37 or 40 deaths and the way that thing moves through. I don't remember that many in the spring, early spring, like we've had this year with them, especially coming through the center of the country. But I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist, so I wouldn't try to. We just do the best we can with what we got. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So, and also,
all my family members out that way were scared.
Yes. Well, yeah. Yeah. I remember we went to Missouri, and we had a great time. And on the way home, we got involved in one of those early spring storms that came through while we were traveling through Missouri. I think they get a little rougher than we get it sometimes, at least that day did. Joanne 1 is over with her sister. I call her Joy. I don't know what's her last name. I heard a couple.
That's her daughter.
Yeah.
Jory,
not Joy, but Jory.
Jory and it's her daughter.
Yeah. I talked to her, and she's settling in pretty good. And Joanne called me. She's got a cell phone, but she can use it, but she don't like to use it. And my little fat fingers, when she called, I was just getting ready to go into CVS, and when she called, and I tried to answer it, and I couldn't answer, but she did leave me a voicemail, and she seems to be adjusting. I don't think she'll ever return back here unless it's to come back and do some settling up. I think she's leaning towards maybe staying with Jory over there eventually. Don't know that for sure, but keep her in prayer. Because after that accident, it just befuddled her. She got so confused. I thought it was a good thing that she did go over there for a few weeks and listening to her voicemail. She was the same old Joanne, so that was really cool. Anybody else this morning? Sharon, what's your name? Sharon. What's in the name? I don't know.
Great grandma. Great grandma. The storms are going up through West Virginia and up through Pittsburgh. So Stan looked at the storms and he said, so I haven't talked to any of my family yet to see, but they're up in the hills, so hopefully they're all okay.
Yeah.
And Friday at 10 o'clock, I have a pretrial phone hearing. So.
What did you do that was so bad that they calling it a trial? I'm just nosy now.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I didn't make the mistake. They made a mistake and...
Oh, I know, because they set your salary whenever they moved you and give you a thing, and they've been paying you what they set for you, and it was good. Then all of a sudden they decided, we paid you too much, and we want back what we gave you. That's what is basically, is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, wow, that's sad.
They waited for over a year.
Yeah.
And some of the other girls in the office were complaining, and they wanted more money, they wanted a raise, and so it just... transpired from there.
Yeah.
And they started asking for more money.
Yeah.
Then they started looking at stuff. And because my job is completely different from their job.
Yeah.
They're AA2s and I'm a EUC1. Yeah. And I made more money than them. Yeah. And so,
you didn't think they made a mistake because that's what they told you they'd pay you. And then afterwards they say, oh, we've given you too much. The girls are complaining you're getting more than that. The ways of the world. So
yes.
All right, we'll keep you in prayer. Friday?
Friday, 10 a.m.
Anybody else?